Rishus HaMimari. We're holding on the sugya about being shogar, sending something with the Nachri, whether it's Bekotim or Beshlichos. Mamokim Abek, the Gemara Daf Lamentes, brings down the Chilik, whether it's a case of Chavis, in the two Simonim, the Kampag, in the case of one Simon. Mandelof, Sev Gimel, Sev Dalad, what exactly constitutes a case of a Simon? The Mechaburo afterwards are numerous practical cases, exactly. Why in the world don't we seem to have two simonim on numerous cases? For example, the case of Chavis, first case of Chetichas Dag, pieces of meat. You go to your tuna fish cans, there's a can around it, has a symbol of a badatz on top of it, who is exactly the second simon. Can you ask about any case of a bag of tail chips? That we call like the Rashba, Mechava Paskin, the chilah between one simon and two simonim is whether it's the Derabbanan or Deraisa. They sell tail chips in the case of Deraisa. The Chura, where's the second sim in the case of tail chips over here?
Why is
that nice? You can buy tail chips that have treifas inside. The taste, the tab inside is treifas. Why tail chips has treif and kosher? So the question is, where exactly is the sim over here? So there is a Moshe Tshuva in Yodaya Chelgal of Sim and Vav. The Iker point of the Tshuva discussing when we have these simonim over here. Is it an? These are lachas of dafka when it's owned by yid. You're sending it through a guy. But let's say the chayfitz, the object, the food itself is owned by a guy. So there was a person over there who wants to make a shkocha, okay, so shchito all the way to bring down to the store, and he writes over there he wants to make a matafa wrapped around with the eif shel zayif, and someone wants to be fakik upon him and say the whole talacha of chasimus work only a situation when the yid owns it. But let's say the guy owns the animals, the guy owns the meat, owns the tuna fish, whatever the case is. They own everything. Maybe the chasimus don't work. The whole lach of chasimus works, and you own it. It's your food over here. But it's his food. Who says it works? And being down to the Zokin Aaron Paskins this way. So Moshe wrote back and says, we do not be chosher over the Zokin Aaron. He brings the Mesmais, the Yisoid. The chasimus works even if the guy owns it. It's his animal, the same thing. Well, Maises, since you put your chasim on top of it, he knows you plan to go sell it eventually to Yid. That's why he's paying for the chasim over here. In that situation, there's no difference whether Yid owns it or guy owns it. In the middle of that shuva, we're discussing the chasimus work by the ownership, where it's owned by a guy. He says, I am the Maisa, that you have only one chasim over here. He says a klal that the chasima, that's E.F. Shalazai, if you can't forge over here, there's no chash at all. No problem at all.
Two?
One.
It's like two.
Like two. Now, you could tell me where it's coming from. You could say, some could say it's balbatish, but more, we already see the loch is when you have no enough from the chalipin. I mean, whether it's going to be the loch we'll see in Sefiud, we have no enough from the chalipin when a guy is working in Yisrael's house. Or the Ramah brings it down to Sepeid by a case where he's sending it to beyond a guy, we have no enough from the chalipin, Lamaisa it's mortar. That means no chazal's gezeir over here. You have to have two chasimas, or a case of one chasima. It's being practical over here. The practicality is when you have no one out of it, it's not going to make a gezeir, they need a chasim over here. Neither could be. We need one. We need really none. We have no one, you need no chasimas. You have no one not from the chalipin. The switching it says the Ramah. We send it through a guy, the mice it's mutton. You need no. Chasimus at all.
So
it comes out, the could be, to tell me the side of the Moshe where it's getting from is not worth the Yeshua Zayif. It's not worth it. You can take a tuna fish can, you can open up, take out the kosher tuna, put in the treif tuna, and then what? Spend a lot of money to seal it off. Right. And then what? Do the kosher tuna, do what with it? So we're sending it to get the meat. They want the good geschmack meat, they put in shvach meat inside. So, what? So again, so you could tell me the story of a Moshe. It's coming with the concept that just not worth it, and the idea of not worth it is ka'in the concept of chasimah
b'tei chasimah. You said they're taking
it up,
maybe they just
need
more bags
and trade. Again, so even to make it, is it worth it for them?
No,
now, well, again, there's a tuna fish can that's being made by dots with a symbol on top of it. They have to break it, destroy it, and make
maybe
a new one.
Again,
it's not something that people can mazayev. It's not a person over here, any place over here cannot. The true, there might be some company out in Idaho that can make these cans, but no one else can make these things. No, stickers are an issue. A lot of people have tens against stickers. People say your stickers are very schwach. The last
time. No,
I let those stickers on it. It's on the can itself.
Why do you have warnings all the
can?
Time about this?
It's on the can. It's down. Not the sticker. It is the can. The can itself is it. No, I want two different cans. It's on the can. It's
there are those that are on the can. And there are those that are on the can.
Then that's my question, what that is. Now, no, again, you can tell me what you just... That's Tom. Yeah, that's Tom. I wouldn't be semich on it. Now, a lot of them are putting on the stickers are they already have Ashkoch and putting on the Hebrew. A lot of that's the other ones are doing. A lot of them, you see very clear, the Israelis has the Ashkoch, huh? Put a stick on top, to make it in Hebrew to tell the Israelis what's going on. That I have no problem with. Now, therefore, it's brought down in Oli Yaakov's Kashas. He says this concept of Nichal Gedev Chaysim Per Chaysim, and Be'etzim he couldn't get involved with. Who says the concept of creating a new kli, maybe in general, not nichal upon this gezeir over here? But Be'etzim Moshe has a klaraya. We'll get to I think today. We'll discuss the sugya of yitzav and nichnas. So the Gemara discusses how long is this man of being a muflug that won't have the head of yitzav nichnas when he knows he's not there. The Mishnah in the Vayzod of Samach Tes brings down that machlokes Tanakama verse Shmuel Gamliel. Tanakama says in the case, let's say you have a barrel of wine that you left by the guy. So the Tanakhama says you make a hole inside the barrel, then you can fill up the hole and then dry it, that's the zman. Shimon Gamliel says no, the zman is, you have a barrel of wine, you have a maguf on top, a seal on top. So how long is the case that when the guy knows he's not coming back, that we also want to stay by him? Is it 1 second? No. Is it 1 minute? No. How long is the time? So the Tanakhama says the zman is, you make a hole in the magufa, you stuff it up and it dries, put the zman inside and it dries. Shimon Gamliel says the zman is, you take off the lid, when you take it off it breaks the lid, you have to create a new lid over here, and then you stick it on and dry it on. That's how long it takes. That means we see first the concept that we're worried about even destroying the case around it. You're worrying about to also destroy the container, take the lid off, break it, create a new lid, and put it on top. What? A new lid on top. Fine, okay. From there, when Moshe brings down that we see that some of that people have to be shy to make. You're making a lid, people seem to go do that, put cement on top. The stamp, the idea of it's not shy, no one can make a tuna fish can. That Moshe is about, it's not nichol in this cloth in this halacha, that's be something that's practical over here. We're giving this manum built upon practicality over here. And therefore, things that people cannot make, not nichol in this, it's just ka'in the side of chaysim to chaysim. And therefore, tuna fish can should not be a problem. Oh, okay. So, therefore, Al Yaakov brings it down from a Shlosh to give this question, and Shem Kosov, it says, Piyu HaMoshah, the Maisha tuna fish are not a problem.
Going back to the Gemara, in terms of Chavis, there it was worth it to get the different Yayin than Yayin.
Oh, right. Again, we're saying with Moshe, the idea could be built upon the concept, it's not worth it. Yeah, he doesn't speak down as to go, but it's built upon that concept, not like plug, it's not worth it. They will come out. Right. So that's negate to tuna fish. Now, negate to other cases. So I see they also discussed something called a seretel plastic. Well, that's kunim shel plastic. Now, I think there are two different cases they're discussing. I think the two different cases that we're discussing negate to plastic. The case, let's say you have the mayonnaise, the helmet with the plastic around it. And then you have the helmet's mayonnaise where you have the ring around it. Same Helmer's mayonnaise, you have two cases. You have the plastic over it, or the bottle of wine, you have the plastic over it, or you can have the ring around it. I think one's discussing one's discussing another. They're switching back and forth, the Asivas Hitzchak and the Ol Yaakov. I'm not sure they're discussing the same case, again, they're switching each other. Now, again, basically, it should be the same concept. The ring around it, right, no one over here can make. No one's doing that, it's only a company who knows where that's making it, you can forge it. Even the plastic on top, I assume most people might say, cannot go do. I don't know if anyone could take it and put it on top, make a correct seal over here. They have built upon this. Al Yaakov or Sivas Yitzchak. Yes, I've never saw this question in the OU. We said the Maisa. It's not something you can forge. Again, it can be built upon the concept. Now I have enough in the Chalipni, open up, how you can make this thing over here. Therefore, the Maisa is mutter. A gamli brings down that those disagree. There's a starkest fara. No simon. Zeris. I mean, this itself is a simon.
That
itself, you don't even need that. That's a concept, right? Whether it's a tuna fish can who has no simon, or that thing itself is a simon, or the plastic on top is nichel get of chlesim to chlesim, and therefore, even for the rice, is the mice it's mutter.
Why isn't that considered a simon? It's sealed.
Fine, but again, even the rice, you need two.
I'm saying, but it's just for one.
Fine, right. Now, therefore, I think, right.
The first place.
But it's only two or two defects. That's
Chavis. Why can't you switch the wrapper that says OU on it? Meaning you could find the wrapper just because it has a sealed.
Is it worth it for a person to open up self? What are you going to do?
That's what I'm trying to say. You can seal the regular wrapper around it. You could stick on a new wrapper. Meaning, who cares if it's sealed?
Okay, we're not discussing. I send something with a guy, and then someone else gets it. So what do you do over here? You're asking a question. We're switching. Why in the world? What we have this thing with one ashkacha. This we won't sell, and we'll sell this with different ashkacha.
Meaning, who cares about the plastic on the top? If you have another way of getting
around
it,
that's not even the best.
According to you, that's right. It sounds like. I mean, Bishlam of the cans that have the OU engraved in the can. That I hear, because you can't make a can like that. But okay, fine, very nice. You can't make a can, but you can put on a new label. Okay, but that's one chasima then. Birsas, by call, you need two chasimas, even though there's birsas. Or one chasima, whatever, even though birsas. It doesn't count, it doesn't take care of everything. What I'm saying is that you need a chasima. You need, again though, you need still.
No, so I hear the arguments saying over here, but again, in the most cases, like two of cans or these plastics around it, I think even back to potato chips, the chashis, with the two small bit of chash to rice, I don't think anyone's going to open it and reseal it. I know by.
It.
Again,
he's
I'm saying the potato chip, by resealing it, I know that the iron seals it, that's usually to get the plastic, but in bags of chips. The plastic doesn't mean resealed to an iron. I don't also what's worth it over there, what they're going to go do it for. And therefore, I don't. That seems to be the way that Hoggis we make all. That means the main problem with Manazeh is really when the restaurants send things to your house, any delivery is an issue. Or any holes, that most holes, a lot of holes in the food is not made there, it's made somewhere else. And therefore, it goes out from where things sent to somewhere else. That's where the issue comes out. Which with the holes, as I'm told what they do, is that the Mashgiach packs up in the kitchen. He knows what time it leaves. It's supposed to be when it gets in, within a certain amount of time, there's supposed to be someone over there by pickup time, and therefore it should be not enough time to switch. What?
You don't lock the truck. And the guy knows that.
What?
And the guy knows that.
Yeah, and he knows. I just tell him. And then what they're supposed to be doing is they're supposed to have mashgiach both places. That's officially what they're doing over here. What? Yeah, so in that category, they have ways, whatever, today's much easier. 10 years ago, much harder. Now it's very simple to go figure out how much time you have. And if within a couple of minutes, you know, as long as the guy gets there, that's what come and go do. But again, that's more the issue because that's open food. But in general, all clothes are processed or company food over here, they want kind of apira maisha or apira moba at them. You're not having enough mechlip, and that's one of my said smutter.
What about chicken, frozen chicken
by the shop? So again, chicken, she has two wrappings. He has a plum on top of it and the wrap around it. And you can usually tell when something is opened. Usually when you... After they point out in this country, the chicken, there's a question of me in general that treif is not sold in this country. The shechita that's done in this country, the reason why it's much more cheaper, I heard this from Berkowitz. He said that any shechita that's done in Chutz La'aretz is because anything that's treif, you sell it to the goyim. In this country, anything that's treif, you have to throw in the garbage because the Arabs won't buy it, and the Edom won't buy it. So the only thing you're left with is the different levels over here. So the question now is, when you have Rabbanut, Mahadrian, or Badat, or whatever you want over here, different levels, so the question now is there a Gezeres Chazal on something we're only discussing different levels over here? So you want to have a Shtarkes Svara in this country that on all standard areas over here, says that there might be certain areas that might be in treif, but in general, it's the cheaper things over here in this country are not treif. The cheaper things are just not the levels of your hashgacha. So anything that's fresh in this country that's not your hashgacha, anything that's not treif 100%, it's not mahadrin, it's not glat, it's not what? Is not nechel gzeres chazal. Again, we know, again, it has a plumber. We know what it is. The question is like this: avada, if you have nothing on it, what are you doing? You're semichling avas poshit. But now the question is: we have chazal that tells we need two chesimas or one chesima. This gzeres chazal, I see with a plumber. I know this came from this because you know it's very hard to take it off. I know two chesimas over here, but I know elamai. We have gzeres chazal. Do we have gzeres chazal? Something that beetsim is not really true. There's not a tain over here. That's not beetsim. It's mitzad chazal. We don't need an issue. But it's seichel, but that's nothing treif over here. So once it's time anything fresh in this country, it's not really be an issue. What? The Arab and the Shekhtar is correct, not kosher, but he said that Ashkocha is usually only sold in the Arab areas, and that it's not around in this area over here. Now he said that we would know, and it also it all costs money also, they have their own Ashkochas. Is this not worth it to switch it? The one time is not sure you have to happen. America, they have traitors. They have the whole source. No, most of it. Usually they have a good wrapping on top of it. Before you need it, you need two. I think the rapper and then the plumber. Yeah, every plumber. Now we'll get two things over here. First, we discussed last time. We'll get back to that. Now they get to the plumber. Now there's a tshuva by Vosner that sometimes you get a package of chickens. And there's a plumber, one or two that fell off. You have some chickens. And I get asked this question numerous times. The plumber's not attached to it. They have right. A lot of places, they have the holograms, right? And also some they still have here and there plumbers. It used to be very common. Now it's much less common. I throw the plastic around it. Oh, so basically the same question over here. Let's say the plastic is ripped a little bit, or the plumbers come off. So if all this discussion in Chalav Beis, when the plumbers come off, you see that in the package, but come off. So he said, we already mentioned last time that the Shachz of Kohen Chof says, sending it to Ramah and Hilchos Yaneseh, eh? If things that are bimokalkal, but it's to see clearly, it's not through a person, through traveling, through a behemoth, through other means why it happened that way, or the Shram like discussing, you see a bag and some bite marks through it because some rat bit into it, whatever, or bugs. So, whatever cases, same thing with these plumbers or these, sometimes you get chickens, when you see the plastic is falling apart, it's clearly that was due to either wasn't done correctly, usually done correctly, but it's through traveling or through other means why it happened that way. So, therefore, it's not nicholas baya, it's not mokulkal, and therefore the chesim is maisa beseid, not an issue over here. We also mentioned last time, people asked me that sending through luggage different meat or fish, kudaimo. So I mentioned that Peter Beis Meir, the Chalkas Ben Yom, wanted to make them inside the Sugya Svek Sveko. Maybe the mice, they don't know about it. If they know about it, who said they switched it? So people over here asked me, so what happens if you get on your suitcase a sticker that said that we checked your suitcase over here? Every time?
They check their cold suitcase every time.
So the question now, what to do in that case? So see the Ol Yaakov is his question. And the Issa of Chaim Knievsky, he says, Ech nam it's roi not to eat that.
Really?
Roi not eat it. Chaim Knievsky says, roi not to eat it.
Really?
What?
What if it's cooked?
So I get to it first. Rav Nevin Sal Lamaish says, no chash. And I think more, why I didn't say it's also, the way Rav Shev Gossi says, really you have to understand, when you get it, you look at it, and it's come out the same way how you packed it, So Be'etzim, there's no reisa to say there's a chshad that happened over here. Ma'isi can be mekel. He said Be'ikar today, the ma'isi with the gayim or the chilenim or the airport, they check it. They take something. They'll get a punishment. They get knas for it. That itself should be a mirasas. And their cameras there. And the ma'isi, they're going to steal something. There's so much more to take. I mean, why would we take your meat?
Fine.
And they have to replace it with the same thing over here. No, so it depends how you want to.
You put it in 9 by 13
hand,
that's what
discussing. Yeah, you store
it. You're in the same package as
the same double seam, no problem. Right. But people like people want to pack up better, make it more condensed, or make want to make it cold, whatever they want to do. So again, if in the case where you repack to yourself, the Kamal Shir Gossi said the Poshus for over here, that mice, there's no race on the camera, they get a punishment for it, why the world they take your thing and having enough of your Khalipim Batsim at all, there's enough shash over here. If you have, oh, we'll get to that case. Now, hold my sif, hey, come on the mechaber and examine. So let's say you have a piece of meat that's caught in a special way. Two makaris for this sugya. We either have the Gemara bar Matzia, El Matzias, over there has a ma'isa rabo that he cut his meat like a triangle, a close to the kainosa. Now, if everyone remembers El Matzias, the picture of Rashi show you exactly what a triangle over there is. And even as I point out, the article left in that picture, there was semich upon that. So we either have a triangle, that's one sugya, or we have one chulin, that's tzadik dalid. Also, that it's brought down that way a goy cuts is different than the way a yid cuts it, explains Rashi in tzadik dalid, that when they take out the gid, he saw cuts it one way, goy cuts it another way. And therefore, since it's clearly defined that it's cut by yid, the mice it's mutter.
Again, now, if it's a mass forgery, they also know the triangle.
Oh,
you have to always know.
No, in a way that you feed them, that's how they do it. Now, first, the side over here, they point out what's the avon over here. The mice need it by Basar, two chasimas. Where's the two chasimas? So the Minchas Yaakov explains that since it's a simon move, begufa Basar has together kain two chasimas. I mean, again, it's not a plug over two chasimas, it's built upon. Different levels over here. He says the seven muvik and the guva davar lemaisis beseder. Now, once that's so, are we stumbling upon this lachadchila? So pashas, we look up the Rashi, the Ran, that the Torah is coming from. Now the Shach says the Torah and Simon Samachay. Over there, says you stumbling upon lachadchila, and we see Rabbi extend it lachadchila that way. Not a problem. That's what Rabbi did. Lemaisa, the question we're having over here, we have a clear Gemara, either in Bamitzia or in the case of Vodazara, that a guva dova, the chsima, and the thing itself, the ma'isa works. We didn't mention last time the other mahalcha among the Rishonim. Taisus then, Lemaisa, asks the question, why the triangle work? Or the Taisus of Vodazara asks the question. He said, very simple. We mentioned last time the Amor brought down the Rebbein Tam Shito, Zichilik, whether it's Yisrael Choshud versus a guy. Yisrael Choshud, he thinks he's Samach upon him, therefore he needs two chasimas. Mash enkin a goy, echadami, one chasim is enough. A kamat, according to that mahalach, there's no right from the sugyor that the chasim of Boguva Dava Lamaisa works, and therefore, Taishas of Antam's teretz is, no, by goy, one chasim works. Or another teretz you can say, we also wrote down the Yish Irmin, the Mechab, and Sefalot, a chilpti in the case of Bekodim versus Shlichos. Bekodim will go see it again, therefore, one chasim works, mash enkin a case of Shlichos. If so, they point out, it's true, the Rajba, Lishitosoi. He held the, what's the terrace? Then Gemara Daf Lam Alpha, the case of Yain. It says, Chayshin or a case of a Mafteach, Lamaisa works. Because he holds, but Etzem, you need two things. Except the Chiddush of the laws that Rav is passing like, is that a Chayshin u Mafteach. When you have two Chasimas, but the Mafteach can be one of the Chasimas, Lamaisa works. So Rajba as a Kasho, according to me, they always need two. Why do all this rabble or the Gemara Daf Tzadik Daled? The Ma'aseh says one's enough. A new chiddush with simon guva dover, the Ma'aseh works. It's a simon muvik over here. But once we know already, we have remained Thomas Teretz or Taisha Teretz. That's brought down by the Mechaber, the Rambam on Sif Aleph. It comes down, we have no chiddush to the Loch when it says in the Sif Hey that when it's caught in a certain way, you can be makel. Even they want to point out, looking at the Issevet or Aruch, there'll be simon upon this only case of B'di'evet. A gam is clearly Rishon Vasengin, even the Chadchilo. That's the Rashi B'lishitosoi. Therefore, the Taz and Shach says it's true The Torah sounds like Mesem Chapan L'Chadchila, but the Losh of the Mechaber is only Medieved. He brought down the Yishom Mesef Aleph to be Mechaber between the case of Bikodin versus the case of Shlichus, and the Ramah brings down the Chil, whether it's the case of a Goy to be Mesem Chapan versus Yisrael Choshed. See, if it's very good, why the place can say Aloch L'Maisa, when it's called a specific way to be Mesem Chapan it, as one Simon is only Medieved, not the case of L'Chadchila. Why come the Gemara's case of L'Chadchila? Because you can answer it three different ways, the Sugya. I mean, only according to the Rashba, you have a Chiddush when it's a Guba Dover. According to the other Rishonim, you don't have this Chiddush over here. Now, we have this halacha again that the Guba Dover, the Maisa, one Simon works with the Evan. The Mechaba ends off Ukiyot Sabai. Something, things that's similar to that. What does that mean? So, there's a base station for the end of the Simon, we'll get to. It discusses, let's say Yisraelim make certain dishes a certain way. The case over there is they make it less salty. They have a certain way of making sheep, very salty, that only Yidden do and Goyim don't do. Goyim, it says over there, make goat salty, but not tle. Says the Maisa Duran, brought down by the Beis Yosef. For that, one simon works. Therefore, for example, says B'chadosh, Pashtita, Kugel. Who makes a shami Kugel? Achenim Yisol. You're not going to find it anywhere in the Hoppersfeld to have a shami Kugel. Echanami. In that situation, it's clearly defined. It's a special recipe that only Yidden Maisa makes. Again, you tell me it's not. I'm saying these story. You want to say these story is not true? I mean, you tell me chulent. Chulent, the trade people make it. Now, you tell me they do, but I don't think they make our type of chulent. See, if they make it like us, you have an issue. But if you tell me it's something that only that we make, pacha, there's no. The Goyim do not make pacha. So, pacha is the mice of Jewish food. That's clear. So, therefore, what. Therefore, not our pacha with garlic and Jewish pacha is garlic with some pacha inside. So that case over there is only made by Yidden. That halacha, one sim will be enough by case of B'dievet. That means halacha over here. Building upon Sifhei, come along the Mechaben, Migzan, Lashel, among the Shoinim, just like we're saying, being cut a certain way is Nichol and get of a simin, is a case of Shechito also Nichol and get of a simin. Because only Yidden do a Shechito, and not going. They have a column of the Baal Itter and says, just like Rashi says, you cut the Yerach or the Gid out a certain way, Nichol Ged of Simon, says the Baal Itter, who didn't will hold Rashi, Shechita is also Nichol Ged of Simon. The Maestro, they point out, Rashi and Shuvah discuss in this case, and Rashi says it does not work. Shechita is not the same thing being cut the same way, and the Rashba, Lalocha, and Yosef, Mordechai, being down that way, that does not work. The Chilik is, that's true, the Goyim, even though they usually do not do it that way, but the Maisa is a very simple and easy thing to go do a case of Shechita over here, and they have a common the Mechab and the place coming down, that Shechita will be not Nichol and Ged of a one simon, and to be set upon it, and therefore it's not Nichol in the category of being enough to be done by Yisrael. They will come out and negate to the Suga of B'cha, or once a children can argue the point, or things that are made Dafka by Yidden, the thing itself is a simon.
So that's why your roast and your Suga is the same thing.
If the roast is only done by Yidden,
no, you know how you cook it.
If you make it, if you can tell it's yours, yeah, it's via as clearly it's yours. That's one simon.
So the caterer is also
again. But the ever the same again. We open the ever same chapana salacha. I mean, last time you ask a shaila, what happened? They open up your suitcase. Fine. Now what? Maybe get opened up. I can't tell. But if you tell it's your food over here, it's via sign. Then Goyim don't make this type of food. Echlami.
No, but
don't
you see me?
I sealed. What do they do? They do whatever they want.
No, but
you
see if they've opened it or not.
Okay, if they see they didn't open it, then there's no chash over no way, so you can say it. Now, Sif Zayin is a halacha of you.
So we're saying halacha means we should never really answer anything that was sent from a restaurant or anything like that.
Yeah.
Saying, well, you're afraid that he went home and he was saying they made it a certain way. You ordered a
no, any you order hot dog, let's say, right? Or any other steaks.
Something simple.
Or, no, any steaks.
Steak.
Right.
So I'm just saying you ordered a certain steak.
Steak is on the fire. They have steak, real steak. You have a kosher steak, a mush, a fatty steak, and you get a really color steak.
The steak the way you ordered it.
Right. Now, Siv Zayin is a loch when it goes through the case of the rabbim. Mamok the sugya gemara daf lamed aleph exam when you have a yain that's sealed off in a barrel, but in case of a kusi, the gemara says the ma'aser it's mutter. First gemara, fact gemara the ma'aser you have barrels by goyim that's sealed off as mutter, and the ma'aser with the two chasimas. So come along gemara it says ben kita shanu. We're discussing a case where Rashi explains mokum rabim, building upon a case that's in the mokum of the rabim. Therefore, you have a heter being the mavar. You're sending it through the rabbim. That means the Gemara's case is in the rabbim, and here you're taking it from the store. You're sending it with the guy through the rabbim to get to another yid. Is that nichol in this heter? The kamal drash, but it being built upon this Gemara, the end of a machmet of la bracha. Or when the shuvi says b'di'evet, but the meister in the entire sabai said lachatchila, the meister can be michael machmet of la bracha. So the mavar the rabbim is no difference. The case being in the rabbim. Come on the base Yosef, and he says the Ben Yoina Lechora seems to disagree. And they point out the Me'iri in the Sugyo, and the Flam Aleph, he says over here that when it says Ben Gita Shonu, it's after when it's in the Rabbim, passing one place to another will not have this Hatter. So Machlok is among the Ushainim, the Isavet, Aruch passing the Chachila, the Meister to be Machmer, but the Yevel, the Meister can be Mekel. Now to apply this practically, basically again, you want to send some food from a restaurant to your house to a case of a taxi. Or from a kitchen to the case of a chasla hall. Usually it's going through a case of mokum rabim. That's you driving it, going through mokum rabim. So do you have this hat to be semech upon the cholopachas b'dievid? Again, when mashgiach was there, no one was there to pick it up. Can you be semech upon this? I mean, I know people will not eat in certain chasla halls because the food is not made on this premise. That means I had people in my chasla not want to eat in my chasla, there's no food made on this premise. I told him my machatonim, he said he took care of it, spoke to Mashkichim, made sure they all arranged, everything was beside her. But still, there are people who told me, we don't eat places where the food is not made on its premise, for this reason, this is to give over here.
I know the
guys for years, right? I don't know.
Didn't order a meal for that.
Because they're missing
no. Now, so first, to be stomach upon this, number one, the Chathilah again, the Mechaba says, and he said, the Chathilah not to be stomach upon the only B'dievet. That's number one. What? Oh, okay, we'll get to it. We're fine. So first, Aloch is not a Chathilah Chokh. Mazal and Pashkim Midan is not a Chathilah Aleph. You could say, number two, is the Aloch over here, Dafku, when it's Sheikh Rabbim. What about the Sheikh Rabbim of Goyim and not Yisraelim? I mean, over here, most of the people are Chilayim, let's say. Nichleget of Goyim. Maybe it's not Mokum Shchiach Rabbim of has to be of Yisrael, not Goyim. So the Taz brings down this question and says, no, even if a Shchiach the Rabbim of Goyim, but maybe one guy will tell the other guy, and therefore you have the same Yisrael over here, and the point can say there's no Chilik, whether it's the Rabbim is Goyim or Yisraelim. Number three over here in the Salocho. We're saying over here to be Machmel Chachilo. What about if it's the Shchunah of Yisrael? Maybe in that case, since the Be'etzim, this is Mokum of Yisrael, he's afraid to do a hanky panky over here, more of a reason to be Mekel even Lechachilo. They have come along the Taz, brings down the Ramon Taurus Chat, says, here Lechadchili can be Michael. Lechadchili can. Vehitim, Chokh Mazadim, or Choshuchon, they pass in even Lechadchili can be Michael in the Shchunas Yisrael, which you can argue Veshtak Yushlaim is that way. Now, the Meister, if you look in the Beis Yosef, or in the Masor, it brings down the Rashman, says, even in the Shchunas Yisrael, not to be Michael Lechadchilo. That means this Taz is coming from the Ramon, it's coming to argue in the Beis against the Rashba. The Rashba is very clear in that way, and there are those who go like the Rashba. There's Lavush, there's Prichodesh, Menachas Yaakov, they come along and they disagree. Void, another point over here, fourth point, is this halacha dafka to neged to your shvachos yavodim or not? So again, the Dakar Moshe brings down the Issevet Aruch, it says dafka to your own shvachos. The Maisa, the Shaf, brings down the Dakar Moshe, not the way applies to all going, will have this heter. So it comes out, until now, we went through this four kolom, it sounds like you have a Shkunis Yisrael, even Lechadchili can be Mekel. Even Lechadchili. Or you could say even more than that, let's say it's a Shkunis Yisrael, and you want to be Machmer for the Rashba. This whole Mavuch over here, coming the, I saw different Svarim and Taino, is that good? You need a simon or you don't need a simon? But one simon certainly is enough. That means you want to take a chicken and to put a tape over it, and one simon and wants a Taino, then Avada even agrees the Maish is enough, even the Chatchilo. So what's the question? What's the Svar to Machmer over here? So you could say a couple of points. Number one is that this inn over here is, let's say it's a place where there is no rabbim, let's say it's traveling through the night. What's during the day? There's no rabbim over there. Is that locha the place of rabbim? Or the locha has to be a mokmet, but etzim there is rabbim. So pashtus, come along the swarm, there's already the Dakar Shuvah and others being down. So let's say you come from Pitoyer, has to be a place where there's a real mirsat, there is a rabbim there. If it's during the day, there's no rabbim, or at night, there's no rabbim, or you're sleeping that night, or things like that, we have no heter. This heter, dafku, and there's a rabbim etzim. Aleph. Second, the coming of the Dakar Tshuva, it begins on a Beis Shloimeh discussing when it's sending food through a rakevet. Bahan.
Train.
Beis Aleph Hei Nun Sofet. So, a train. So he comes along and wants a taino. that this whole halacha being sent through the rabbin, but on the train, a guy can do whatever he wants. I have this rabbin all around. Therefore, built upon this, says the halacha ben yomim, every car, that's him, is in the car, can do whatever you want. You can switch whatever you want. You can go and have whatever you want in the car before and switch whatever's in the car. No one sees, not like you walk through the street, you have a bag of food. What happens? You're driving a car, and there's food in the back. Does anyone know what's going on in the back over there? In the truck, does anyone know what's going on over there? Aleph. V'oidi says a person can pull off the highway, whoever's going, to side street and switch also. Does anyone know if he's pulling off to the side street or not? Does anyone know what's going on over here? V'oidi says the third point over here, the halacha is, you get some kufchav test, b'yayin nesach, if that two going makes it worse. Because two going won't be the shamer, and we'll switch it over here. Usually when they send these trucks over here, they're sending two people, one to drive, one to take it off. So once time that these sending these places, these hauls over here, or these taxi might be one person. But anything to haul, you have two people, you have a bayah that you won't have the head to mavad rabim, because they can turn off, or no one sees what's going on in the car, or you have two people over here, and therefore you won't have this header.
I feel you have a sim.
You have to have two sim on them.
Two,
fine, you have to have sim on them. I'm saying, yeah, I didn't know sim. Not again, by you don't have a head of sim zayin. If you have two sim on them, it's
header. Why do people not eat there?
Do they have? They put two things they can tell they opened up. With a name that's not taped, they can put on another tape. Have you seen it?
Sure, in America always.
Okay, fine.
I thought you said you don't need a radical.
No. Regular tape, you can't tell. This is so far. You can't tell. The box you can tell. Therefore. Yeah, again, there's something else. Yeah. That means that the swarm discusses negate taxi. They want tying them inside the Sugim Mavadri Abim, Shai Belitsky, Kai Belitsky, Mitzah. That way, Meister knows to be Machmer. Again, the main story why people want to be Mekos is not worth it to switch. Fine, that's the story over here. But we tell our Sugim, says Zion to be Semich upon that, Meister, the Oilim says not to be Semich upon it. Right, if it's not worth it, not worth it. If it's worth it, it's... Oh, that's not the story. What's the trade from this country? Sivches is who are choshe that switches it. The Mechaber has two sheets over here. He starts off with those one time that someone's Amoris, and you want to send it with a case of a Shvachis or a Vodim over here. Now, Amoris basically, as they explain, is somebody who he's not a choshe. He tries to keep Shabbos, but he doesn't know that much what goes on, and his house only strafe. That means, for example, the way of Perkut when he said over this year about this, what's the Amoris? Basically, a person he knows is a concept of Blech. So Black can heat up anything on Shabbos. You can take the cold thing and heat up. Everything on Shabbos. But he knows he's not come to anything in the hachas. He's not a chosh over here. He's just clueless over here. He has no idea when you cut an onion with a fleshik knife that the mice makes it fleshik. He just doesn't know. He just, everything is kosher, everything is fine. And his house is certainly treif over here. He doesn't know you have to check bugs from your lettuce. So Avadi's eating bugs and things are treif. Except he's an Amoritz. He's not out to get anybody. He's not a chosh over here. He's just nichol. Now the question is whether he gets some kuvy test or what category is he? Is he really a choshed? Or is it I'm Oritz? So we'll have to get a kufi test. That's kufi test. That's what it means over here. The Mechaber said the case of I'm Oritz. I think it's in the three cases that Berkut said over. So I don't want to extend it more than what he said. So he said, it's a fourth case actually. He said, like, Barer. Like, on Shabbos, of course, anyone denial of the Hilton's Barer, Avad is Mechal Shabbos, I'll sue your Barer. That's Chavs Chaim Eitz Agdomo. He has no idea what he's doing. That's the I'm Oritz. In that case, what the Mechaber is saying, to be Semichon, Eved, or the Shivcho, fine, the Maisa, for his, what does that mean? So the Shach, and Evik Nani, there's more of a Tovel. Otherwise, they would not Semich upon it. V'yesh Oimim, a case of the Sez Mechaba, Yisrael Choshet, that would not, Maisa would not be Semich upon. And the Shach, already in the beginning of the Simen, I think it was the Gondal, says, we're going to go like this, Alocha, that Yisrael Choshet, we machmen not to be Semich upon it. Even practically, and I'm always, Yisrael Choshet, come on the place, can be, they say, they cannot be Semich. I mean, basically, any chiloni is certainly not nechaget of amoris. They're worse than that. The mam is the case of Yisrael Choshen, and therefore we're not semich upon any chiloni. And again, we only have the heter of shvachos on avodim, because not malvatovel. Siftas is a new concept, a very important concept. People want to know what's the locha of meat that's a symbol upon it. It says the word kosher and a star of David. Has a symbol that's kosher. Can I go buy it? Can I go eat it? That's siftas. Sifta Es is a case when you have Boser, that's a Yad of a Goy over here, has Ashkocha, but you do not recognize the symbol. That's the case over here. I mean, people ask me all the time, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that it says Ashkocha, I can't eat it? It says Ashkocha. Avada, it says Kosh over here. Who said I can't eat it? Where does it say that anywhere? So, right, that's the next thing. The rabbi goes to get him. I'm fine. I'll keep a semich upon that. So that's just halacha be'etzim over here. That's the first halacha, a basa b'yad of a goyah, any store over here, that's a symbol. Can you be semich upon any symbol? Or no, you have to know who the symbol is. You have to know it's Badatz or a Reuben or a Sheris, whatever you want. Can you be semich on the symbol? So be'etzim, the Marikan Shuvah says he has no ma'am welcome to be Mekel. Maisa, as the goyim points out, if you got the Rashba before Shigma, Maisa says he can be Mekel. There's no problem, says the Rashba. And if the Mechaba Loch LaMaish Be'os says, has a symbol that says it's Kosh over here, before they get the exclusions, Maish it's Mutter, before Shibri Chodesh, the Goy Chok Muzon, they pass in like this Shito, like the first Halacha, that person can be Megal, when it says it's Kosher, it's no problem.
Without the responsibility, in other words, could the word
Kosher? It says Kosher has a symbol, Star of David, Star of David, what's better than that? Who's ever come on that? So the Maisa, come look there more, and the one says, Alokhla Maisa, be summing upon that only be the Evid, not Lachat Chilo. What does it mean, be the Evid? Explains the Shach when you already bought it already. Therefore, there are a lot of people that Machman Ashkocha, certain ones not to have. Good Ashkocha is just they want a higher level. When they buy it already, they say, whatever, we'll let the people eat it. Where are they getting it from?
Yeah.
It's Bethan, it's Alokhla. The Shach is saying, the more, saying, once you buy it, the Maisa, be the Evid. It's not worse than a symbol that we don't know about. It's a symbol we know. We're semi chabad, but we want a higher level over here. Each one onto their own ashkocha that you want to discuss, whatever you want to put it under.
No, sometimes you know that.
Depends on the symbol that is, you know or not.
What?
No, we know
those not to be semichon. Again, there's certain ashkochas they call sugbet. Let's go right. The ashkochas that everyone is semichon, then the sugbet that people are semichon when the parents come in or other cases or when you buy it, basically. Not to, you come home, your wife didn't realize she bought it. Now, what do you do with it? Throw it out. What do you do? Return to the store? We can, so maybe.
Do you know the problem? Let's say it's a Sephardi Ashkocha. You don't eat this.
No, fine. It's something else. I'm talking about a case where I don't know the problem. It's not worse than a symbol I don't know. Let's be clear. Let's say you're Machman Chassam Sefer. You don't buy it. Let's say Chassam Sefer, whichever one I'm not taking each one. Let's take that example. Do you know any issues? No, I won't be Machman for Badatz. Let's take an example. You bought already. You know any problems, any issues? I want a higher level over here. Fine, it's the Maisa you bought already.
And if you do know, if you know that they're making some certain.
And you, and that's the thing that you bought? Fine,
that's
it.
Whatever.
And that is the thing itself that you bought.
You thought they have Badatz run and they have a custom
server
or whatever.
Yeah, well, are you worried about this thing itself has that issue? No. You're not worried about the thing. It's not worse than this case. It's a symbol that you don't know about.
Somebody don't know about your flood?
Is that?
No. I just, no. Yeah, wait. First.
This is that.
No, again, forget that now. We're getting what you're saying, I think. So first, this is a cloud set in Shulchan Aruch, number one, again, the things that we don't know, who the symbol is, accuser, Star of David, whatever you want. The Loch is technically, it's Mutter, Ramos, the only B'dievet, and the Kohen sounds like Im Lachat Chilo. Chomuzalim sounds like Im Lachat Chilo against Ramos. Now, the question over here is, can we apply that practically? Can you just buy something with no Ashkocha over here? Is that so or not? So they have, or with Ashkocha that you do not recognize. So Lachor, they have a couple of points. One point is that if the Ashkocha itself tells us that we are doing the best that we can, I've gone to Mashkichim and I asked him, would you eat it? They say no. You go to Rabbanut, I'll tell you we're Chetzi Treif. So you ask them, what exactly are they doing? We're saying, listen, these people buy anything, if we don't give them Ashkocha, they'll do whatever they want. So we're trying to save them in as much Yisroom as they can, and to try to do the best that we can in that situation. By the Rabbanut, as everyone knows, the Rabbanut in the country, they have to buy all from each other. That means the Rabbanut, the best they are, is the weakest link they are in a place like Rabbanut of, Haifa, Rabbanut of what?
Nazareth.
So that one, Maisa, certain ones, everyone agrees there's a problem. So Maisa, not to be Samachan. So first they point out, this idea is what with Samachan Ashkocha that we not recognize, but we do recognize it, and they're telling us what we're doing, and we're not Samachan upon that, because we're not Samachan upon their any concepts over here. The Vada, Posh, is not Nichol Nisaloch over here. I mean, they're very clear, we are Cheti Treif, and we will not eat it. They go to Mashkichim, I've gone to the Mashkichim, King David, and says, no, I will not eat there. you've been working there 20 years. Like, of course, that's my job. I get a paycheck. I follow the clone of the rules. I'll never eat there. I used to work at eat there. It's like nothing.
But aren't we talking about something? You're not Mecca?
What?
Aren't we talking about you're not Mecca?
Again, I'm saying, don't tell me, I'm trying to speak it out. Now, first of all, in a case where you do makir, don't tell me you have this heter. You only sum up upon what they're telling you, what they're telling you that there's an issue over here, we're doing the best that we can, but there are problems, the body cannot be sum upon it. That's one. Number two is just use your yashrus, and there are a lot of forged signatures over here, there's a lot of money in the business over here. For Oid, Kamal the Mechaber himself says that something that it's motzai, that Nochem or Mumim know how to write symbols, might say it's going to be also. That's before Shemachaber. We're talking about the Paiskim. Today, symbols are left and right. We have a list. Every year, they give out a list by the forged symbols, by the oils, by Shem and Zayas. We have, I think, over 200 symbols that are forged for Shem and Zayas for Hanukkah. Just in Shem and Zayas, I don't know how much money they're making off of it. 200 symbols that are forged. So that's Mamish, it says the Chochmas Adam in his days already, it was Motzi to forge symbols. Chochmas Adam, I said. So I'm saying to get an Ashkocha, he did not recognize a symbol. That means a person told me he went to a Rabbanan store. He bought something that's Ashkocha. He told me, Mamish, he bought something that's Ashkocha, and I asked him what it is. He said, Ashkocha, Mabaya. Again, so we went back to Rabbanan person. I asked him, who is the Ashkocha? And he said, we have no idea who it is. We couldn't find out. We couldn't take it off the store. We did not know for sure it's treif. So we call this Chetzi treif. So a guy in the yeshiva said he bought this specific cheese. And the guy in the rabbinate said, well, maybe it's kosher. We couldn't find it. We checked the years to find out who it is. So note, Bachabas says over here that we can make any symbol over here. There's no heter. Today, there's so much forgery. And again, the Chochmas Zodim says in his days, it was common in Motzi, a case of forgery, they don't even know how to make symbols. Everyone knows how to make a Star of David. Everyone knows how to go to that. There's no heter at all today. Not the Mechaber, not the Ramal. There's no heter at all.
What if it has Hebrew that makes sense?
Hebrew doesn't, again, does not make it. Everyone, today, again, whether with Google, with Algol, even again 30 years ago, and again, the Chochmas Zodim is writing this already. He says any symbol in his day, Chochmas Zodim, a few hundred years ago, before Mr. Google came around, or Rabbi Google, Google, whatever you want to put under. Oh no, so again, we do what we can. It's supposed to have a mirsas, and you can do whatever you can, right? There's a mirsas, and everyone knows in the OU, they have a whole division to sue people, but that's the whole division to smash your windows. So, fine, economically, there are certain ashkochas. I went to a certain ashkocha that the ilum is a semich upon. And I asked him, I caught things, what are you going to go do about it? He says, we're very hard to control it because I'm a one-man show. So I said, well, so why give me Ashkocha for it? So I'm trying. I caught things, Ashkocha, I think everyone over here eats. I've asked him, what exactly is his follow-through that can enforce his Ashkocha? And I did not get a satisfied answer out of it.
Why are you working with Ashkocha? This is so be careful.
Because the item seems to be semich upon it.
So we have to know.
The question is,
Shiva's dining room, we can't eat, period.
No. The Mishkiach is right here. No, the question is, the Maisa, he said, do you know for sure the issues over here? But fine, Maisa, it comes out, the Loch again, Siftes, that concept, can you buy something with a symbol that you do not recognize as Ashkocha? The Mechamba says, with Manazel, you can't. Now, you could maybe again extend it to a case where I know the symbol, I know the symbol, it's not my level over here. That might be you have Ramad building upon the Shach explains already. Yeah. But you have a concept can come out from the Salochah. But again, it's not negated to us practically to buy something. Or, for Keret, a symbol that you do know, but they're telling you, we are Chetzi Treif over here, a Vada that's ridiculous, we're summing upon symbols and not enough, unless you know exactly what's happening over here. I'll mention him next time, from Sif to Sif to base, in a separate circle. Is still going to get to when a Nochri is in your house, a cleaning lady behind the house, or work in your house, or work in yeshiva, the kitchen. That's a separate sugya. That's sending it, is it going to be in your house over here?
Tomorrow we'll have a source to have a Yorushiva
about it. Sorry.
Tuesday's the trip.